Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Gordon Stein, who's CFO at Cleantech Lithium. How are you today, Gordon?
I'm fine, thank you very much, Zach. How are you?
Very well. Normally I speak to the big boss, but today it's you. Steve Kessler is normally the person I speak to, but we're speaking after the placing that you announced a couple of days ago. Maybe you can just run through what the placing was and maybe the reasons for it.
Yeah, actually, Steve's on a flight at the moment, so that's why he's you've got me. He's fine. But the placing is an interesting one. We were approached by one of our shareholders about potentially investing again through the company. If you remember, we're driving forward towards an ASX listing, and the paperwork is pretty intense. We're updating it from all the news flow that we've brought in the last few weeks from the JORC update. We've got the battery grade product, or the lithium carbonate product, as well as various other things that we've been going on in the background, and obviously the PFS moving forward. So all of that's been going on, and putting that into the prospectus. This was a prospectus, 530 pages. The last time we submitted it, so all that's driving forward. And one of the clear guidance we were getting from particularly advisors in Australia was, if you can shore up and improve your balance sheet in that whole process, it helps on your whole ASX listing process. Interesting on it, just overnight, just on the side overnight, I see Liontown's up 9% in Australia. Lithium sentiment is definitely changing in Australia. So the timing is good for us as we're kind of moving into that market. But so then with the medium of, you should improve your balance sheet for the documentation. We then widened the search with from that initial contact, with a shareholder offering to put 100,000 in as part of a raise. So we went out to talk to shareholders, and it ended up with a raise of 2.4 million. We had, I think it was just doing some numbers this morning, 28 shareholders have come in and part of that process, including seven shareholders who came in, for the better part of 1.66 million pounds, including, Regal have come in again. We've got Premier Miton, Rab Capital, Orca, APAC, and so on. So really good support from them. And then with a clear message, just get on ASX, ASAP. And that is now the driver, is go through the regulatory process. It's a pretty stringent regulatory process. It'll involve as well, us completing our year-end accounts for the end of the year, which is well advanced, end of 2024. So we took the opportunity when it was placed in front of us. The board obviously thought very carefully about it, but we felt it was the right thing to do. If you remember, the last raise was October, very early October. And improving your cash flow position has to help in this situation. And that'll be an amount less that we'll take during the Australian raise.
The better funded you are, the more attractive Cleantech looks to Australian investors. I suppose that's the message at the moment.
Yeah, yes, and you want to go in with a stronger position, and that was one of the drivers, and certainly that was the message from those shareholders who supported us, was get on ASX now. We think there's a re-rating coming, because if you actually look at some of our peers in Australia, some companies three times our market cap, and nowhere near as advanced in our projects as we are, and we can talk about our projects in a minute, where we are. But we are actually fundamentally, the fundamentals of the company are in a really strong position. So I think, the timing is good now for that Australian listing.
And as far as investors are concerned, the timing of the Australian listing provides a window of opportunity, really. There'll be, obviously there'll be a fundraise there. There'll be all the attention on the company and potentially boost in sentiment, boost in valuation, etc. And so you have that window, which was quite unique.
Yes, and actually it's quite interesting, because we've got a number of things that are all coming together at the same time. And this is 2 or 3 years worth of work, with things literally coming together. Probably the key one is the CL application. This is a special lithium contract in Chile. And you need that to be able to extract and produce lithium. And, it's a long process. We've submitted a huge, extensive application, over 5,000 pages application. Tick all the boxes as far as what the government required as part of, to allow you to go into what they call a fast track process. So our expectation is, as we go into the listing, certainly before the end of March, we'll be with a clear line of sight towards that contract. Our expectation is that, by the end of March, we will know and announce to the market that, we're in that process, and so on. And we're getting warm signals, from the relevant people in the government machinery about where we sit. And then the application, as I say, ticked all the boxes. So that is something that, strategic parties have been saying to us for 2 or 3 years now. And these are very large entities, household name, car companies, battery manufacturers, international traders, looking to see that line of sight to the contract. So you should say it's go. And once we get that line of sight, we will get it, because it's a question of getting it over the line, etc. That's a 2 3 month process max. So you've got the sale, you know, you've got the PFS. That's a, that's a year-long process where we've got Worley driving a process with, and that's a big jigsaw puzzle of different studies being pulled together, whether it's power, water, location study, they've all been completed. You've then got, we've got our JORC report out. We're now looking at the CapEx and OpEx numbers. What the engineering designs are all done. So this jigsaw piece is now coming together. So we're getting very close on that. And that'll be announced again, not just around the same time as we're going into the ASX listing. So you've got to, and again, with the PFS and the CO, that's what strategic parties want to see. That's the real catalyst to bring in these parties. And strategic parties is about funding the operational company through its development. And we've got, as I say, six under NDA. They're sitting, watching, waiting. So we're at that real inflection point. And then put on top of that, the battery. We've already produced lithium carbonate from our pilot plant and the downstream process in Chicago. We'll scale that up now, and we'll refine the process. We're bringing a new kit to make the impurities even less. We're at 99.78% lithium carbonate. That's pretty good. So it's beyond the levels required in both, well, the rest of the world and China. But we want to improve that even more, for the buyer sect. So I think we're in, and again, we'll put that news flow out. So all of that coming together, all catalysts for share price, hopefully accretion. And supporting the ASX listing. We've got quite an interesting story for investors in Australia. It's not hard rock, it's not evaporation ponds, it's a line of sight and ready for go. And so I think the timing is good for all of us, and for people thinking about investing in the company.
At that point about 99.78%, I mean it is amazing. And obviously the clue is in the name, clean tech lithium. Do you think the market has appreciated the uniqueness of your process and the purity of what you produce? I mean, do you think that's really in the mix yet? Because to me it just seems to be that you're still just there are lithium companies out there and you're one of them, and people don't really appreciate that. If they did, obviously it would be a game changer for the company.
I think that's a good call, actually. No, I don't think people do appreciate it. I mean, the deal is happening. I mean, you've got Eramet have now on production. With their first, their large development in Argentina, and they've been on production since just before Christmas. You've got Vulcan Energy, and they're moving forward. It just raised over $1 billion, or €1 billion of funds, and they're still doing that. To drive their DLE project in Germany. We're the leading force by miles in Chile. We've got a pilot plant that no one else has got, and certainly in terms of scale. That was a real good call by the board 2 years ago now. A proper industrial scale pilot plant. Not something you stick on a desk, which some of our peers are doing. So we've got a pilot plant which is taking the better part of a couple of years to get up and running and get product out. But this is battery grade lithium we've produced, and we can produce it in a clean way where, reinjecting the spent brine back in the reservoir using renewable energy. This is pretty clean stuff. And I think, we'll get an interest, certainly from the European market, because that's what they need. The US market is opening up. Interesting, we had some interesting conversations there, particularly because the downstream facility has been using around the US at the moment. And so, yeah, the DLE is coming, and it is proven now with Eramet up and running on production. And so on. So it's not just about that what's going on in China that no one can see. People can see it in Argentina. So, and we're by as I say, my miles away, the most advanced company in Chile. So we're in a really good place now to move our project forward, and to evidence, through the PFS, through the CO, through all the technical work we've done, that this process works, and it's now about scaling it up to a commercial development.
And in the meantime, you're good, still good friends with the Chilean government.
Absolutely, and actually, the key thing here is our 3 or 4 year engagement with the local communities. I mean, the local communities are 100 kilometers down the mountain, but they're in the transport corridor. So we've engaged with them, and we've brought them along all the way. They've been to site, they've seen the drilling, they've seen that after drilling, they've seen there's nothing left, and they've been hugely supportive to such an extent they've stood up in front of government and said that they want our project to move forward. And three of the major communities signed a letter as part of our application to the government. They said, sign a letter saying we approve of what they're doing. We want this project to go forward. I think that's a first in Chile. I mean, I don't think it's happened before where you've got indigenous communities actually saying we want this to go ahead. So with that, with the government links, and we've had good relationship with government, since I've been in it with the company. I think we've positioned ourselves as best we can, as well as we can, for that next stage, and we're really looking forward to getting the nod from government, and then moving forward, and we expect that within the next 4 to 6 weeks.
On that note, Gordon Stein, CFO at Leantech Lithium, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Yeah, have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.